ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך, פרשת ויצא. And we see right at the beginning of the parasha, the פסוק said, ויצא יעקב באר שבע וילך חרנה. And we all know that the מדרש רבה, he tells us here, after יעקב אבינו, he left to Haran, brought down here in the מדרש, פרשה סמך חית, סימן ב', רבי שמואל בר נחמני פתח שיר למעלות, אשא עיני אל ההרים, מאין יבוא עזרי. This פרק, the מדרש said, יעקב אבינו, he was praying to הקדוש ברוך הוא, אשא עיני אל ההרים, who are these ההרים? אשא עיני אל ההורים. He was looking back to his parents, יצחק and אברהם, he was looking back at them. And he said, מאין יבוא עזרי? The Midrash continues, Eliezer, בשעה שהלך להביא את רבקה, מה כתיב בה? ויקח העבד עשרה גמלים, גמלי אדוניו וילך, וחולטו באדוניו בידו. ויקום וילך אל ארם נהריים אל עיר נחור. He saw that when his grandfather, אברהם אבינו, he sent Eliezer to find Zivuk to יצחק אבינו, פסוק זאת, ויקח העבד עשרה גמלים, גמלי אדוניו וילך, וחולטו באדוניו בידו. He took presents with him, has a lot of stuff with him, and he went to find Zivuk to Yitzhak. ואני לא נזם אחד ולא צמיד אחד. But me, יעקב אבינו said, I'm coming now to find Zivuk for myself, and I don't have not even one ring. הרי את מקודשת לי בטבעת זו, I don't have טבעת. How am I going to do it? So he said, מאין יבוא עזרי? He was praying, יעקב אבינו. רבי יהושע בן לוי אמר, שלא יחמו. אלא שעמד עשיו ונטלה ממנו. What is he telling us here? ביושב הנביא says here that really יצחק and רבקה did not send יעקב אבינו empty handed. For sure they gave him a lot of money with them. They gave jewelry and everything to find Zivuk. But עשיו he sent his son אליפז and he came to יעקב אבינו and he took all what יעקב אבינו got. He took everything from him. That's what the Pasuk said. Ki b'makli abarti et ha-yarden hazeh ve'ata hayiti l'shnei machanot. Said b'makli, only he left him his stick. He took everything from him. So that's why he said, really, for sure they gave him. But Eliphaz, he took everything. That's what we saw also in this week's parasha. Same thing Rashi tells us, that when Yaakov Avinu, he came and he saw Rahel, and after that, Rahel, she went and she told Laban Dawad, that Yaakov Abinu came. The Pasuk said that Laban, he ran outside to him. So it says here in the Pasuk, וְהִי חִשְמוּעַ לָבָן אֶת שֶׁמַע יַעָקֹב בֵּן אַחֹתוֹ וַיָּרֹת לְקְרָתוֹ וַיְחַבֵּק לוֹ וַיְנַשֵּׁק לוֹ וַיְבִיאֵהוּ אֶל בֵּיתוֹ וַיְסַפֵּר לְלָבָן אֶת כָּל הַדְּבָרִים הָאֶלֶּה. So in the Pasuk, he was telling us that when Laban, he heard that Yaakov Abinu himself, he came to find Zivuk for himself, he was very happy, Laban. Why? Because he remembered when Eliezer came, he came with a lot of money. So he said, if the Abed, the servant, he came with so much money. Imagine, he said, if Yaakov Abinu himself, he came now here, for sure he came with a lot of money. That's why, if Ayaros Lukrato, Vihabek Lo, Vinashek Lo, does he like him a lot? Here, Laban, he likes Yaakov Abinu a lot. He doesn't care about him, he cares about the money. So for sure he has a lot of money. He ran to him, v'habbek lo. What do you mean v'habbek lo? He was hugging him. Maybe he was hiding all the diamonds in his pockets, so he was hugging him. And then says, v'nashek lo. Rashi said, v'nashek lo, amar shmei mergaliyot hebi, v'hem befiv. Maybe he brought diamonds and he hid them inside his mouth. So that's why he was kissing him. Maybe he's going to see something. Obviously, it says here that Siftah HaKarim said, no one hides diamond in his mouth. So what does mean by Nashek Lo? Rashi said, to check, maybe he brought the diamonds and he hid it inside his mouth. That doesn't make sense. So it says here, the Siftah HaKarim, אין דרך להביא אבנים טובות בפיו. אלא יש לומר, שדרך העולם כשאדם מביא אבנים טובות, מביאם בסתר, ואין מגלה אותם. לכך אמר, אנשק אותו ואפייסנו, כדי שיגלה לי מה יש לו. So really, it's not going to hide jewelry inside his mouth. Eli said, normally when people come, they want to hide something, they're not going to tell strangers what they're coming with. Now that Laban's going to show him that he likes him, and he's kissing him, and he's so close to him, and he was showing him love, maybe Yaakov Abinu is going to reveal to him, where is he hiding the jewelry? That's what he meant by, it says, by Ben Ashek Lo. But whatever it is, So he was asking, he was looking for the money, he didn't find anything with him. So he asked him, וספר ללבן את כל הדברים האלה, Rashi said, שלא בא אלא מתוך אונס אחיו, ושנטלו ממנו את ממונו. They took away all his money from him. Who took it? Eliphaz, he took everything. That's why also in Hakim they give the remez, וספר ללבן את כל הדברים האלה, said, if you take את כל הדברים האלה, it's ראשי תיבות, ליעקב was telling לבן, אל תתמה כי לא הבאתי דבר, ברכוש רב יצאתי משם, הלך אליפז לקח הכל. That's ראשי תיבות, את כל הדברים האלה. Said, don't wonder how come I came empty handed. Said, really I came with a lot of money. But Esav, he sent his son Eliphaz, and he wanted to kill me, and I told him, take away all my money. And the Gemara said, Ani hashub kamet. Said, you could tell your father that he killed him. So that's what he told him. That's here the Anyan, here the Hakim telling us. So Yaakov Abinu, we go back here to the Midrash, says here in the Midrash, Yaakov Abinu, he said, how is that possible? When a servant of my grandfather, he came, he had a lot of money. And now here I'm coming to get married without any money in my hand. So he was asking, Miayin Yabo Azri? Hazar ve'amar, ma'ana mubat sibri min b'riye? Has v'shalom, let ana mubat sibri min b'riye? Ela azri me'im Hashem. Then Yaakov Abinu, he said, how come I'm wondering, Miayin Yabo Azri? What do I mean, Miayin Yabo Azri? Of course, Azri Me'im Hashem. Said, Miayin Yabo Azri? Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help me. I don't have to worry about anything. Hashem is going to help me. That's what it says here in the Midrash. And with this Midrash, I saw something interesting that brings down Maran Ahida. It brings down in Nahal Kedumim. He says, we have Gemaran Masechet Kedushin. The Gemara says over there, Daf Kaftet. The Gemara says over there, if a person he has Lilmud Torah Vel Sasha, what should he do first? Should he get married first or go learn Torah first? So that's the argument of the Gemara. At the end, bottom line, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shimuel, Nose Isha Ve'achar Kach Lomid Torah. A person, first of all, should get married. After he gets married, he could learn Torah. He could learn Torah B'Tahara. That's what he should do. That's what the Gemara said. Halakha, this is the halakha. Comes along Rabbi Yohanan. Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Rehaim B'Tzavaro Ve'asok B'Torah. If the guy is going to get married first, then he has parnasa on his head. He has to support his wife, he has to support his kids, he has to go, when's he going to have time to sit down and learn Torah? That's why Rabbi Yohanan said, no. First of all, you should sit down and learn Torah. After you learn a few years in Torah, then you could go get married. But in the beginning, you should sit down and learn Torah. It sounds like there's mahlokat. The Gemara said, "Lakashia halan v'halehu." There's mahlokat how to understand the Gemara halan v'halehu Rashi into Tosafot. But whatever it is, bottom line comes out from both Rashi and Tosafot that if the person, the whole problem, Hakim said, you should learn Torah first, then you should get married. Why? Because if he's gonna get married first, he has to support his wife, he has to support his kids, so he needs to go out to work to support his family. And then he's not going to have enough time to sit down and learn Torah. That's why you should learn Torah first. But what happens if the person is a very wealthy person? In such a case, you're better off get married first and then learn Torah B'Tahara. Why? Because the only problem that whether according to Rashi or according to Safot, because if he's going to get married first, he's not going to have time to sit down and learn Torah. But if this guy is wealthy, so he could get married first and then he could learn Torah. That's what he should do. So he comes along, Maran Ahida, as I said, Nahal Kedumim, he said, now it's beautiful. When Yaakov's parents, they send him to get married, they send him with a lot of money. And Hakim tell us, before Yaakov Abinu, he came to the house of Laban, he went to the Beit HaMidrash of Shem, and he learned over there for 14 years. He was learning Torah. And after he finished the 14 years, then he went to get married. Then he went to the house of Laban. Farshim, they ask, I don't understand Yaakov Abinu. The Gemara, Masechet Megillah, Daf Yud Zayin, does all the calculation, and you see that they were missing 14 years of the lifetime of Yaakov Abinu. The Gemara said, no, these 14 years, Yaakov Abinu was hidden in Yeshiva of Shem, he was learning Torah. But the problem is, if his parents, they sent him to get married, how come he didn't listen to his parents? He went to learn Torah first, then he went to get married. What happened over here? So Maran Ahida, he said, everything's beautiful. Why? Because when his parents, they sent him to get married, he had a lot of money with him. So, and Halakha said, if you do have money, what should he do? Should he learn Torah first or get married? If you have money, you should get married first and then learn Torah. That's what his parents told him. Yitzhak and Rebekah, they also don't know Halakha. This is the Halakha. But after Yaakov Avinu, he was on the way, when he left Be'er Sheva, he was on the way to go to Haran. Pasuk said, Ve'elech Harana. He went straight to Haran. But on the way, Eliphaz came and he took all his money. Now Yaakov Avinu, he became poor. If someone's poor, what's the halakha? Everyone agrees. Lakash yahalan value. If you're poor, then you should learn Torah first, and then go get married. That's exactly what he did. So that means there's no mahloket between him and his parents. His parents, they sent him to get married right away. Why? Because they gave him a lot of money. But now that he saw that Eliphaz, he took everything from him, he was very poor now. So halakha, if he's very poor, for sure his parents, they would tell him, go learn Torah first. That's what he did. He went to learn Torah first for 14 years. Then he went to the house of Laban to get married over there. But the question is, what was Yaakov's question here in the Midrash that he was saying, my grandfather, Abraham Abinu, he sent Eliezer with a lot of money to find a kalav for my father Yitzhak. And me, I'm coming now without anything in my hand. Me'ayin yabozu, so I was praying. Farshim, they asked, said, we're talking here about Yaakov Abinu. Yaakov Abinu, doesn't he know that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to help him, there are a lot of ways Hashem could help him. How many people, they want to get married and they don't have penny in their pocket? And Baruch Hashem, Hashem helps them. So what's wrong? Yaakov Abinu, he didn't believe in Hashem, Chas v'Shalom. So of course Hashem is going to help him. So what's the question here? The Midrash saying, Me'ayin yabozu, from where am I going to get married? And to understand this, we have to explain also something else in the parasha. We see after that Yaakov Abinu, he worked 14 years for Rahel and Leah. After the 14 years, the pasuk said, "Vehi kasher yalida Rahel et Yosef." That was at the end of the 14 years. "Ve'yomer Yaakov el Laban shelecheni ve'elechal mekomim ularsi." Please, I want to go now. I worked for you. I promise you to work 7 years for each of your daughters. That's what I did. I finished my job. Now I need to go. I need to go now. What did Laban tell him? No. Told him, please. He told him, please don't leave me. Why? Because I saw that all the bracha that came to me, it came only because of you, Yaakov Abinu. So please stay with me. And Farshim also, Rashi tells us that all the bracha that came, Vibarech Hashem Oticha Leragli. Yaakov Abinu was telling him in the Gemara, in Masechet Brachot, different bit, the Gemara brings down, Tekef Letelmidei Hachamim Biracha. From where do you learn this? From Yaakov. You see that Yaakov, he was working by the house of Laban. The Pasuk said, Nihashti Vibarechini Hashem Begdalecha. Hashem gave Barakha to Laban, straight out, says in the Pasuk, only in the Zechuyot of Yaakov Abinu. So Yaakov Abinu, he gave bracha to Laban. Not only this, Rashi tells us that before Yaakov Abinu came to Laban, Laban did not have any boys. He had only daughters. Why? Because the Midrash says, could it be that Laban, he had sons and he sent his daughters with the sheep? Cannot be. Ella, for sure, Laban, he did not have any sons. And he had no choice. He had to send the son, the flock, with whom? With his daughters. That's what Laban did. But you see later on the parasha that Beishma et debrei bene Laban lemur lakach Yaakov et kol asher leabino. Now the sons of Laban, they're talking bad against Yaakov Abinu. So you see that he got sons. So Rashi tells us that all the banim, the sons that Laban's got, only also because of the bracha of Yaakov Abinu. You see, he got bracha from Yaakov, so he told him, please don't leave me. Ve'yomar, nokba secharecha alai ve'etena. He told him, okay, let's make a deal. How much you want in your salary? I'll pay you. No problem, work by me. I see that the bracha is coming to me because of you, so you could work by me, no problem. How much, what do you want for your salary? Now, as I said, the 14 years are over. Now he has to work for him, he has to pay him salary, he has to pay him the wages. So he told him, nokba secharecha alai ve'etena. Then he told him, "Bayomer, ma etin lach? What should I give you? Please tell me." "Bayomer Yaakov, lo tin li meuma. Don't give me anything. Im ta'aseli ha'davar hazeh, ashuba ra'ei tzonecha eshmor." But then if you're going to do, what am I going to tell you? Then I'll stay with you and I'll get my salary from it. So what he told him, you have a lot of flock. Let's take out the sheep that have black spots on it. All these sheep, separate them and take them away, put them away, and give me all the sheep that are all white. And from now on, any sheep is going to be born with the black spots is going to be my salary. That's my salary. Would you agree? 100% I agree. No problem. That's what he told them. Then the question is, and Farshim, they ask, what did he tell him here? Yaakov Abinu, he told him, "Vayomer matin li, vayomer lotin li, mama, don't give me anything. But if you're going to do what am I going to tell you, that's going to be my reward." So he told him, he's asking for something. What do you mean, Yaakov Abinu, don't give me anything? He's asking for something. What he told him, don't give me anything? And I will start with Ezra Hashem. We have a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. The Gemara tells us here, Daf Kuf Yud Chet Amud Aleph. The Gemara says here, Amar Bilazar, קשין מזונותיו של האדם כקריעת ים סוף, שנאמר, נותן לחם לכל בשר, כי לעולם חסדו, וסמיך לה לגוזר ים סוף לגזרים. So the Gemara says here, רבי אלעזר is telling us, קשין מזונותיו של האדם, כביכול it's hard in the eyes of Hashem to give פרנסה to people, just like קריעת ים סוף. חאורה, and the Farshim they ask here, I saw the beautiful פירוש here, he says, פירוש הריף here על עין יעקב, he writes here, he says, בספר הזוהר פירש, how could it be that קשין מזונותיו של האדם, it's hard in the eyes of Hashem to give parnassas to someone, just like קריעת ים סוף. I don't understand, is anything hard in the eyes of Hashem? Even קריעת ים סוף itself, is it hard in the eyes of Hashem? Everything is possible. הלו, אשר במאמרו ברשי חכים, רוח אחפיו כל צבעם. So what's the meaning, קשין מזונותיו של האדם, what's going on here? So it says here, בספר הזוהר פירש שקריעת ים סוף הייתה קשה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא. It was hard in the eyes of Hashem to do קריעת ים סוף. Why? Nothing is hard in front of Hashem. But why the pasuk said, the Gemara said, קשין מזונותיו של האדם. Why is it קשין קריעת ים סוף? לפי שהיו בישראל רשעים, ושרו של ים כתרג לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, מנשתנו אלו ממצרים. Since that עם ישראל, during Kriat Yam Suf, from Am Israel, they had a lot of people, the Hakim said, that they had the Pesel Micha, he went with them through Kriat Yam Suf. That's what the Gemara said, the Pasuk said, Lecha Adonai Tzedaka, Velanu Boshet Apanim. Said, that's the Hakim, they explained this Pasuk by the time of Kriat Yam Suf. Lecha Hashem Tzedaka, he did a lot of Tzedakot with us. He split the ocean, he split the sea. And velanu boshet panim. For us, we are boshet panim that we came with pesel micha also in kriat yam suf. There were a lot of reshaim in Am Israel even by kriat yam suf. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, he saw there are a lot of mekatregim not to split the sea. Why? Because they don't deserve it. The melachim, the mekatregim, they came to Hashem and told him, why are you splitting the sea for Am Israel, not for the Mitzrayim? Man shtenu elu me'elu. The Mitzrayim, they're Obed Avodah Zarah. Also, Am Israel, they have Pesel Micha with them. So, kibichol, it was hard in the eyes of Hashem to do miracle for Am Israel here because they don't deserve it. V'haya kashay lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'koru alahem et hayam v'latzil et Yisrael p'nei harishayim. Similarly, he says here, v'chein kashin mezonotav shel ha'adam lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheiftach yadav leesbiyah l'arshayim ratzon. What does mean? It's the same thing. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives parnasa to people, he has to give people, the Pasuk says, Poteach et yadecha, umaspia lechol hay ratzon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gives parnasa for every person. Every human being, Hashem gives him parnasa. Which every human, what does mean every human being? Even tzaddikim or resha'im also. Also resha'im, lechol hay ratzon. That's the reason the Gemara, Masechet Brachot, Davdalet, the Gemara says over there, there is mitzvah to say, Ashreish bebetecha three times a day. Why? The Gemara says, what's so important about Ashreish bebetecha? The Gemara in the beginning, the Gemara taught, because it goes by alphabetical order. Arom chai Elohai melech, abarecha shemcha, becholim abarecheka, gadol Hashem ulal me'od, dor dor shuva ma'asecha, it goes by alef bet. So since that goes by alef bet, it's very hashub, very important shir. The Gemara said, if that's the importance of Ashreish bebetecha, you could read Perek Kuf Yutet in Tehillim, It has every letter, it has 8 pesukim for every letter. Ashrei teim ederech ha'orechim b'torat Hashem. You have 8 pesukim for every letter. That's even more important. Ela Gemara said, no. Ashrei shebe'etecha, not because it goes by alphabetical order. Ela, for two reasons. It goes by alphabetical order, plus it has anyan of parnasa. Like the pasuk said, poteach tedecha, masbi'a lekol hay rason. That's why it's important, Ashrei shebe'etecha, to say it every single day, 3 times. That's what the Gemara said. And the Pirush Eitz Yosef over there, and Masechet Brachot, it brings down over there, said, if that's what the Gemara is looking for, we have a Perek that has these same two criteria, where the Perek that we read in Shabbat by Mincha, Hallelujah, Ode Adonai v'chol eibab, besode sharim v'eida, gedolim ma'aseh Hashem, derushim v'chol afsayim, goes also alphabetical order, and it has also parnasa. Like the pasuk said, "Teref Natan Liriav Zkor LeOlam Berito." What's the teref Natan Liriav? What's teref? Teref Hatrifen Lechem Hoki. That's parnasa. That's mazon. So here you go. You have a perek that has goes by Aleph Bet, and it has also parnasa. So why don't we read that perek instead of Asher Shve Betecha? So he brings over there Nas Yosef. He says, "You write that in that perek you have these two things, but." The problem over there, the pasuk said, "Teref Natan Liriav." Kadosh Baruch Hu gives parnasa to whom? To people who fear from him. That's the tzaddikim. But in Ashrei Shebe'etecha, the pasuk said, "Poteach Tadecha Umasbi'a to whom? Lichol Hay Ratzon." Whether Kadosh Baruch Hu gives parnasa to the tzaddikim and to the reshaim, lichol Hay Ratzon, whatever they need, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them. So if that's the case, he says here, go back to Pirush Harif here, he said that's why the Gemara says, Kashin mizunotav shel Adam k'kri'at yamsuf. Same way by Kri'at Yamsuf, it was hardened in the eyes of Hashem to do Kri'at Yamsuf, not because the fact of splitting the sea is hard. Nothing is hard in front of Hashem. Ela, because there were a lot of mekatregim on Am Yisrael, not to split the ocean because they're doing Avirot. Here also, Hashem, when he gives parnasa to every person, he gives parnasa also to the Rasha'im. They don't deserve it. But Hashem, nevertheless, he does also give them parnasa. That's why the Gemara said, Kashin mizunotav k'kri'at yamsuf. Same similarity here and there. And so here also, he brings down here in the Pirush Es Yosef also. He says, L'chaora, what's the raya of the Gemara, Kashin mizunotav k'kri'at yamsuf? What's the proof the Gemara brings? The Pasuk says, Shneimar, Noten lechem lechol basar ki le'olam hasdo. Since that the gozer yamsuf is referring to kriat yamsuf, and it says notan lechem lechol basar, these two psukim they are written next to each other in the perek. That's why we learn one from the other. He asked you, he said, "What are you talking about? They're not next to each other. There's a lot of psukim in between the two psukim." So he says here, "Ukbartem hu bazeh mfarshim. Deha lav kriat smichen inu sheish kama mkraot bintayim." Noten lechem lechol basar, that toward the end. So the gozer yamsuf gzarim, that's in the middle. So what do you mean? They're written next to each other. They're not written next to each other. And if you're going to tell me it because they're written in the same perek, so a lot of things are written in that perek. Also you could tell me, kashim mizunotav shel Adam, kibriyat shamayim va'ares. Kashim mizunotav shel Adam, like everything else is mentioned in the perek. Why the Gemara picked dafka kashim mizunotav shel Adam, just like kriat yamsuf? Why Dafka he picked on Kriat Yamsuf? Because it's written in the same perek. A lot of things are written in the same perek. So what's going on over here? Ve'esh lomar, dekashele. Dekevan, the Gemara had trouble with that pasuk, which is talking about parnasar, noten lechem lechol basar ki le'olam hasdo. Where's that pasuk written? We said all the way toward the end of that perek. So he said, "Kevan de parnasa nuheg tamid mimot b'riat ha'olam hava leh l'sadiran lema'ala aharaki tubin ha'mdabberim b'tab'o shel ha'olam kumo le'oseh shamayim b'tmuna ki le'olam hasdo l'roka ha'aras ala mayim ki le'olam hasdo." So since that, to give parnasa to people, Hashem has to give parnasa every single day. He has to give parnasa. People, they eat. Every single day, they eat. Not the person who said, "Oh, yesterday I ate. I'm not in the mood to eat today." No such a thing. You ate yesterday, you have to eat today a few times a day. Some people are the mahmirin, they eat 3 times, some people are the extra mahmirin, they eat 4 times a day. It depends, you know, each guy. But whatever it is, a person has to eat every day. So that's standard. So it became just like teba, it came like nature. Same way Kadosh Baruch Hu created Shamayim Va'aretz. In the beginning, that's Tab'o Shel Olam. Also, that pasuk noten lechem echol baser was supposed to be written right after the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created b'derech ha-teba. I mean that it goes tabo shel olam, natural way. ומדוע הזכירו אחר כתובים מדברים מענייני הנסים המחודשים, אלא להורות שהוא שקול כנסים ומכללם כקריעת ים סוף שהיה נס גדול מכולם. Yeah, that's what he says over here. He said, because the Gemara was bothered, why the Pasuk is written all the way at the end after all the miracles, to teach me that מזונותיו של האדם, they are קשים, just like all the miracles, and the biggest of all the miracles was קריעת ים סוף. And why it was big, we said from the Pirush Harif, because Am Israel, there were people, there were Resha'im from Am Israel, even during the Kriyat Yam Suf. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did Kriyat Yam Suf. He did not listen to all the Mekatregim. Let's see what HaHakim would tell us. But still, we have to understand, why is it really like this? Hashem made it, that the Parnasa of the human being, it's hard, just like Kriyat Yam Suf. Why did Hashem make it like this? Should make it the Kratian Parnasa. It's hard. And what did Rashi tell us? What does it mean Kashim is Utav Shal Adam? Rashi says, Kriat Yam Suf, Kilomar Nis Gadol Oselo Kadosh Baruch Hu Lemishin Noten Lo Mizonot. Kashir Asab Kriat Yam Suf. It said, big miracle Hashem he does when he gives Parnasa to people, just like he did by Kriat Yam Suf. Benafka Minna, Rashi says, Lemabai Rahame. So what does it mean? Anyways, every person gets his parnasa. So what do I care if it's kashe mizonotav shel adam, not kashe, easy, hard? What do I care? We said bottom line, even people who do not deserve it, Hashem gives them parnasa. What's the Gemara telling me? It's kashim kriat yam suf. Who cares? Rashi says no. Nafka minna le mbei rahame. You have to pray for the parnasa. Because in Farshim they ask, why did Hashem made it like this? That you see all the behemoth, they also get their parnasa. And it doesn't say by parnasa of the behemoth, kashin kriat yam suf. Why dafka is parnasa of the ben adam, kashin kriat yam suf? We explained one way here what he said here at Pirush Harif, because people, they do not deserve it. And nevertheless, Hashem gives them the parnasa. But still, also the behemoth, they don't have ma'asim tovim. And nevertheless, Hashem gives them parnasa. So why does Hashem make it for a human being? It's their parnasa, it's hard, like kriat yam suf. Why does Hashem make it like this? Not only this, we see also that La'atid Labo, the Gemara Masechet Ketubot, the Gemara tells us that La'atid Labo, the Gemara says here in Masechet Ketubot, Daf Kuf Yud Alef Amud Bet, ויאמר בחייא בר יוסף, עתידה ארץ ישראל שתוציא גילוס קאות וכלי מילת. שנאמר יהי פסת בר בארץ. What does mean? Said La'atid Labo, the land is going to give ready-made clothes and ready-made food. What does it mean? Today, even the food that what we get from the ground, what do you get? You get wheat, you have to take it, you have to grind it, you have to work on it. Until you make it bread, until you make it a piece of cookie, it takes a lot of time. It doesn't come ready. And also the clothing, you don't see suit growing on the tree. No such a thing. You have to work on it, you have to make it a suit. But la'atid labo, everything's going to come ready-made. You see a piece of cake, gilus ka'ot, ukhle milat. You can see it on the tree. That's what the Gemara said. What's going to be La'atid Labo? I saw here also on the Ben Yehoyada, Ben Ishhai. He says here, "Atida Eretz Israel shetosig ilus kaot uchli milat nera li b'si'atat shmiyah had ina esa nis gadol b'shne dvarim halalu." Why in the future we're going to see two huge miracles, that the tree is going to grow ready food. You're going to see a piece of cake, you know, standing, growing on the tree, waiting for you, ready. Whatever, you like it with the chocolate topping, you're going to see it, everything is ready. So why is it like this? Hu kedei lekayem bakashat Yaakov Avinu alav shalom. Why? Because he said, Yaakov Avinu, this week's parasha, what did he ask for? He said, v'natan li lechem le'ichol u'beged l'lbosh. He was praying to Hashem, so Hashem should give him food to eat, bread to eat, and clothes to wear. What do I mean, bread to eat and clothes to wear? Obviously, what do you do with the bread? You eat it. What do you do with the clothing? You wear it. What's he asking? Lechem le'ichol, u'beged l'lbosh. What's the Chora double language? Why does he need it? Obviously, why do you need clothing? You need to wear it. Ela, he says here, Pirush sheiten Hashem itbarach et ha'lechem ve'et ha'lebosh shelemim min ha'aretz atzma. שאין צריך להם גמר על ידי אדם. יעקב בן was praying, you should give me לחם לאכול. What do I cut from the tree? I cut loaf of bread. I get from the tree straight loaf of bread. And I get suit, I get shirt, whatever you need, you get it, it grows on the tree. Why is it like this? Because Yaakov Binu, we prayed for it. Since that Yaakov, dekach haya rason Hashem itbarach bebriyat ha'olam, lulei hachet adam harishon shekalkel et ha'aretz velo zachta lekach. That what was planned when Hashem created shamayim va'aretz, that the trees should grow ready-made food, ready-made clothing. But since that Adam harishon, he did da'abira and he ate from Eitz ha'da'at, that was everything was lost. But he said, and the atid labo bakashazu shel Yaakov Avinu alav shalom tiye ahar sheye shalem zechut haTorah. That's why the atid labo, when Mashiach is going to come, everything is going to go back to its original place. Same way when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it in the first place, it was supposed to bring ready-made clothes. Here, that's what's going to be also the atid labo. That's what HaKim tell us. That's what the Gemara said. Atida er Israel shetosi gilus kaot uchle milat. That's what's going to be. That's la'atid labo. So how come now it's so hard to get the parnasah for the person? You have the, Rashi said, nafka minna lehim ba'ir ha'amin. You have to pray. You have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you parnasah. It's so hard in the eyes of Hashem to give you parnasah, just like Ra'at Yam Suf. Why do I have to ask for my parnasah if the behemoth, they don't ask for their parnasah? And they get their parnasah easily. They find it all over. The person, human being, that's the Nezer Abriya, he needs to ask for his parnasa. And especially we saw that La'atid Labo, there's no need to ask for it. Why? Because it's going to come ready made. So what's going on over here? Why does Hashem make it like this, that the person should pray for his parnasa? I saw them, Farshim, they explain. They say that really it was made like this only for the benefit of the person, for his own benefit. Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made it specially like this, so the person should pray always to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because the whole purpose of creation, why the Hashem created human on earth, so that person should be connected with his creator. That's the whole purpose. You have to, all the time, they have to be connected with him. If the person is not connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hasu Shalom, then Lama Lehayim, why is he living? That's what how the Harama started the Shulchan Aruch, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, Zeklal Gadol, Bema'alat Tzadikim. The person has to think the first thing, Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. You have to be all the times connected with Hashem. All the time, the person has to be is always thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to think HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching over you, is walking with you. You always have to be thinking with Him. So if that's the case, Hashem said, I'm not going to give you your parnasa easily. Why? Because I want you to pray to me. I want to hear your voice. I want to see how much you're connected to me. And the more you're connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem gives you parnasa. It's easy. But if the person is not connected with Hashem, Hasu Shalom, then Hashem tells him, go try on your own. After the person fails, he goes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, Karob Hashem Lichol Koreav, Lichol Asher Kra'uhu Be'emet. If you're really asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is there to help you. But you have to go to Him. Don't go to Him because I have to pray. Hakim said, I have to pray. But really, I'm working hard every day. I'm picking up boxes. I'm working hard, so I deserve. So I'm working for my parnasa. Hashem said, no, you're not working for your parnasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the parnasa. Hashem, He gives the parnasa, and Hashem, He wanted you to pray to Him, so you should be connected with Him. You see, by Nahash, how the Hashem cursed the Nahash, He told him, "Va'afar tochal kol yemei hayecha." Hashem told the Nahash that he should eat afar. So the Hachaim, they asked, said, what kind of curse is this? Afar is found everywhere. Is that you call that a curse? Ela, Hakim said, that's the worst curse. Why? Because when a person is connected with Hashem, so he's not cursed. So the Eitz Chaim Hilam HaHazikim, are you connected with the Kadosh Baruch Hu? You're attached with the Eitz Chaim. But when Hashem gives the parnasa to the Nahash, and He told him, Afar yukhal kol yimei hayav, He has food all over, it means Hashem, He doesn't want to hear His voice. Leave me alone. You have your food, everywhere you go, you have your food. I don't want to hear your voice. That's the worst curse. But the best thing, the person should be always connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should always pray to Him. And not only person who's poor, he has to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu also for his parnasa. Every person, when he goes out to work every morning, He has to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please Hashem, today I want you to give me my parnasah. Because he wants to support his family. He also himself, he wants to eat. So he always looking forward to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's always connected with Hashem. So that person, Hashem is going to give him the parnasah. Not only if he's a poor, even if the person is very wealthy. Still, even with all his wealth, he still has to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him a parnasah. You know the famous story they said about the Baron Rothschild. They say about him that he was a very wealthy man, and he had his own safe. He puts all his money inside the safe, and he has a lot of money, so he has a walk-in safe. Today they have a walk-in freezer, that they have a walk-in safe. He had just like the banks. A person goes to the bank, they have a safe. They have a walk-in safe. He has a private one in his basement. That's what he has. He's a very wealthy man. Till one day, he went to the safe. He wanted to get something from there. He wanted to get money, whatever. And by mistake, the door of the safe locked him in. He got locked in. And over there, everything's fireproof, bulletproof, everything. No one hears anything. He was banging, banging, banging. Please, someone help me. No one heard him. He was trying. He was screaming. No one heard him. And he was sitting over there. He said, maybe something was banging. No one. There was no help. Until his kids at night, they saw his wife and his kids saw that he didn't come back. Said, where is he? Probably went on a business trip. He's going to come in a few days. They looked for him. They asked people here and there, did you see him? We didn't see him. Said, where is he going to go? Probably he went on a business trip. So they waited for him 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days. He didn't come back. Now the khalas, where is he? He's lost. So his kids, they saw that their father did not come back. Said, for sure, he's dead. Where is he? He died. So now they said that he died. So they said, now it's time we should go to see how much money he left for us. So they went to the basement, they opened up the safe, and who did they see inside? They see their father is dead over there, inside the safe. And the scariest thing that he did, before he died, Rothschild, before he died, as I said, he was screaming, and he wanted to eat. He was starving, he didn't have anything. At the end, he died out of starvation. He didn't have anything to eat. And before he died, what he did, he pinched himself, he took out blood, and he was writing on the wall that him, Rothschild, even though he was very wealthy, he died out of starvation. He didn't have a piece of bread to eat. So what did all his money help him? Anything help him? That's what Yaakovin was praying. Lechem le'echol u'beged l'lbosh. So with all his money, nothing helped him. That's what happened here. That's what Hakim tells us. Every person has to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether you're very rich or you're very poor, you always have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is there, you have to pray for Him. You pray to Him, Hashem is going to help you. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He made the parnasah of the person, Kashik Kriyat Yam Suf, and Rashi said, what's nafka minna? Nafka minna le'mba'i rahamin. You have to pray, you have to ask for rahamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you parnasah. Many people, they're not able to eat. You have to put them the food through their blood. Many people, they're sick. They're not in the mood to eat. The person that Baruch Hashem is eating and is drinking and everything, he has to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu a million times a day. That's what Hakim here is telling us. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu nafka minna le'mba'i rahamei. Hashem made it nafka like this, so you should pray. You should always be connected with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the person should know that not because he does not have parnasah, he has to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not because of this. Ela Hashem, He made him not to have parnasah, so he should pray to Him. That means the main thing is the prayer, like Rashi said. Nafkamna le'mba'i rahame. The main thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He wanted from the person, before he gives him his parnasah, He wants him to pray to Him. You pray to me, then I'll give you a parnasah, Hashem says. That's why to say Berkat al-Nehenin, and to say Berkat al-Mazon before and after food is very important. The Gemara Masechet Brachot said, any person who eats without Berakha, the Gemara said as if he's stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and from Knesset Israel, the Gemara goes all the way, Haber hu le'ish mashhit. הגמרא said, חבר הוא לירובעם בנבט שיחתה וחתית הרבים. The person who eats without ברכה, he said, they compare him to ירובעם בנבט. שמו ירובעם בנבט. He was עובד עבודה זרה, he himself, and he caused other to do עבודה זרה. Also the person who does not say ברכה, is similar to ירובעם בנבט. See, the Gemara goes all the way to the extreme for the person who does not thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for his food. Hashem gave you the food. He said, the whole nafka minna lim bay rahamim. You have to pray to him. Kashim zun lef shal adam kriat yam suf. You have to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're not praying to him. He said, you're eating without beracha. You're not thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the food that he gave you before you eat and after you eat. He said, that person is haber di arba'a min nibat. Same way arba'a min nibat. He was hotin mahatit harabim. This guy also is mahatit harabim. Why? Because people, they look at him, they say, if he's eating without beracha, it's okay for me to eat without beracha. So it's causing others also to do abirot. Like Mara, as I said, it goes all the way to the extreme on that person. He look gozel, he's stealing from Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's not yours. Pasuk said, ladunai ha'aris mlo'ah tibel v'chol yosh beba. Everything belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You want to eat it? So you have to thank Kadosh Baruch Hu. After you say bracha, then Hashemayim Shemayim le'Hashem, ve'aretz natan l'bnei Adam. Then he gave you, then you have permission to eat it. Before you say bracha, it's not yours. Even though you worked and you earned it and you bought it with your own money, it's not yours. You're not allowed to eat it without bracha. It still belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When do you really own it? After you say bracha. That's what Hakim tell us, that the whole anyan, that the person, as I said, the person should know that not because he doesn't have food, he has to pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The opposite. Hashem takes away his food because he wants him to pray to him. Because Hashem wants us to be close to him. That's what Hakim tell us. And that's the reason, we see by Yaakov Abinu, he did not want anything from Laban. He told him, Lot ten li me'uma, don't give me anything. I don't want anything from you. Why? Because Yaakov Abinu, he knew the parnasa is not coming from Laban. The parnasa is coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Only if you're going to do whatever I'm going to tell you, then I agree to stay with you. What did he tell him? That he should take out all the spotted flocks that you have, take it with you. And now, in the future, any new flocks that's going to be born with spots, it's going to be my reward. It's going to be my sakar, my wage. Why he's doing it like this? Because Yaakov Abinu, he wants to get his parnasa from Kadosh Baruch Hu. I don't want a parnasa from you. A parnasa is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to give me the parnasa. And we see that later on, that Yaakov Abinu, after he agreed Laban to what he said, Yaakov Abinu says, V'kahlo Yaakov makal libne lach veluz ve'armon. V'fasil bahim pisalot lebanot, mahsuf laban asher al maklot. What does it mean? Yaakov Abinu, k'biyakol, he took maklot lebanot, branches of trees, and he peeled, you know, a few spots of it. He peeled it. And the place that he peeled looks white. The tree, when you take the branch looks brown. When you peel it, you see the white inside. So he peeled it a few spots. And he put those pieces of those branches, after he peeled them, he put them next to the water. When the sheep, they're going to come to drink, they're going to see it. And it looks spotty. It has white spots and wherever. Now the sheep, they're going to see it, and now they're going to give birth to spotty sheep, spotty flocks, and that's going to be his reward. How did Yaakov Abinu do such a thing? Yaakov Abinu hatum midat ha'emet. How could he do such a thing? Ramban, he says here, he says that since that Laban agreed to whatever Yaakov told him, so Yaakov, he had to do whatever he could to get out of the sheep, flocks that are spotted. He wants his salary, so he said he was allowed to do whatever he wants. There's also the Hatam Sofer. This is something very interesting, Hatam Sofer, Daf Kuf Nun Bet. I'm not going to tell you what he said. If you want, you could look at see it over there. He explains why Yaakov Abinu was allowed to do it. But that's here what the Ramban, he told us here. He says here, the Ramban, since that כיוון שהסכימו להיות שכרו באלה, היה רשאי לעשות כל מה שיוכל להולידם כן. He was permitted, Yaakov Abinu, to do all what he could, so the sheep should be born with the black spots. He was, but they agreed, he said he can do whatever he want. Okay, that's no problem. Yaakov was allowed, no problem. Now, but the problem is, continue later on, when Yaakov, he called Rahel and Leah, what he told them, He told them about their father Laban, that he's not with him the same way he used to be. And the pasuk says, "Im koy omar hakud nekudim yesicharecha v'yadu kol son nekudim." Im koy omar hakudim yesicharecha v'yadu kol son akudim. Whatever he tells me, he was v'yahalevet maskurti asert munim. Switched the agreement between us 100 times. He switched it, and all the time that he switched it, he told me from now on, if they're gonna have small dots, that's gonna be your reward. And whatever he used to say, if that's what he said, the son, they're going to give birth to the sheep that has a lot of doubts. Hashem was protecting me. And the pasuk says, "V'hi ba'it yachim atzon, v'aysa inai v'ayirei b'chalom, v'hene ha'atudim ha'olim ad atzon, akudim, nekudim, urudim." So he told him here, Yaakov was telling his wives, "V'hene ha'atudim ha'olim ad atzon, akudim, nekudim, urudim." He saw the sheep, they're coming to his flocks, they were spotted or they had dots. Where did these sheep came from? Where did this goats came from? So Rashi said, "Af'al pi shehibdi lam Laban kulam." Laban, he took all the spotty ones, he took it away. So where did these goats came to here? Spotty flocks, where did it come here? So Rashi says, that's why Laban, he separated them. Nevertheless, Rashi said, "Hayu hamalachim mebiin otan me'eder hamasur biyad bnei Laban le'eder shebiyad Yaakov." He said the malachim at night, they used to bring the flocks, the spotty ones from the cattle of Laban. They used to bring them to the place of Yaakov Abinu, and that's why the sheep used to give birth to spotty ones. Even though Laban is separated then, the Malachim used to do the job. Now the question is, that's what actually, it was a miracle. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu was doing a miracle with Yaakov Abinu. Why? Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that how much already, even though Yaakov Abinu, he did the maklot with the branches, as I said, but how much already he could give birth with the spotty ones with the branches. That's why he had the Malachim used to help him, Le'atzil Ashuk Miyad Oshko, he used to bring the sheep from the Laban's place to Yaakov's place, so he should give birth with the spotty ones. The question is what? The question is, if the Malachim, they're doing the job, why Yaakov Abinu, he had to put the branches? And if Yaakov put in the branches, why the Malachim used to do it also? Why do you need both of them? Now I saw something interesting. He brings down here in Sefer Shemin Rosh, he brings down the Resh Lamed Hamud Aleph. He quotes here the Grad Echala. He said, "Kabbalah mirabbotinu kedoshim ba'alei ruach hakodesh." So we have Kabbalah from Hakayim ba'alei ruach hakodesh. The kohah hapo'el benef'al. Umamuno urchusho shel ha'adam, shehadam mesagel alidei ma'asav, hene yesh bemamon virachushahu kohah hapo'el. Ve'ha'adam akasher kasher kahinu le'atzmo, hene yigrom lenefsho pe'olot zarot. כפי כוח הפועל הנפשיים בעלים הראשוניים. ועתה, אם עיני שכל לך, תבין את אשר לפניך, אשר בעינינו ראינו כמה אנשי שם פיתה אותם היצר הרע לטבוע חלקם, והשתדלו בפרנסתם לקבל ממון מכל אדם, ונשארו אחר כך כלים ריקים. כי הממון שסגלו בני בלי שם, דבק בם ובנפשם. וכביתה שלהבת אשר בער בקרבם מאהבת היוצר. He says here, he said, every money that a person gets, it's if he got it in an honest way, then that money is going to affect him in the right way. But if that person, he got the money, how? If the person got the money in a crooked way, he was tricking people, and he was playing games on people, and he was stealing from people, then that money is going to affect him badly. So he says here, he says, "V'hineni me'id." So he's witnessing here, "Ki ra'iti be'enai tzadikim gedolim." Sefer Be'grad Echala. He said, "Ra'iti be'enai tzadikim gedolim." He saw in his eyes a big tzadikim. "Asher yareti lageshet alehem." That I was scared to come close to them. A big tzadikim. However, "Kasher ba'u liden sayon v'shtedilu liyasig mamon." Whenever they ran after collecting their parnasa, they were getting their parnasa not the right way. Said nitrokenu mukol v'chol ve'bedu ma'alatam. Said they lost all the chokhmah that they had, And they became regular people. That's what it says here. Al ken, ashrei ha'ish asher yeshane v'yishalesh b'dbarai ele ne'emarim be'emet. V'yabin ha'dbarim la'ashuram. V'az tov lo u'zarao ad olam. That's what he quotes over here. He says that the person should be careful from where he should get all his money. Why? Because the wrong money that comes to you, has v'shalom, that's going to affect you the wrong way. That's why the person should always be honest in business. That's what the Gemara said. Ve'ahavta Hashem Elokecha, she'yeh Hashem Shamayim mitaheh b'ad yadcha. That she'yeh masao matano be'emunah be'riyot. You shouldn't trick people. You shouldn't steal from people, has v'shalom, or do all kind of tricks that they have in business. Said all these things that a person should not do. Why? Because the money that he get it and the kosher money is going to have good effect on you. And that's why Hakim said, "Mamun ve'halom ve'hene sulam mutzab arsa ve'roshom magiyah ashamayma." Ba'al HaTorim, he brings down and said, "Sulam gimatria mamun ve'halom ve'hene sulam." Sulam is the same exact gimatria of money. Why? Because the same way the money could bring the person all the way up, the money could bring the person all the way down. Sulam ve'roshom magiyah ashamayma ve'hene melachei elohim olim ve'yordim bo. Depends how the person behaves with the money. If he goes straight and the way that he gets the money, then the money could raise him, become big tzaddik. Why? Because with the money, he could do a lot of mitzvot. He could give a lot of tzedakah. He could do a lot of hasadim. There are many hakamim said that with a few pennies, he could buy tzitzit, a big mitzvah. He could buy lulav, he could buy etrog, he could buy a lot of mitzvot. That the money is just like the sulam. Same way, sulam musab arsa v'rashom magi ashamayma. You decide what you do with the money. Either you go up all the way with the money, or has v'shalom, a person could go down with the money. That's why the person should be very careful where he should get the money. That's why Yaakov Abinu, he saw that he came here to the house of Laban Harami. Hakim said Harami, same letters, Ramai. It was crooked. It was very Ramai, Laban Harami. So Yaakov Abinu said, I'm going to get my parnasa from him. Even if he's willing to pay me my parnasa, I'm working for him, you know, with his sheep. Even if he's willing to pay me, I don't want his money. Why? Because where did he get his money from? He got his money from tricking people, from killing people, from stealing from people. I don't want such a money. Why? Because such a money is going to have bad influence on me. That's why he told him, Lot teni me'uma. I don't want you to give me a penny from you. I don't want to take anything from you. Ela, I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give me. That's why, said all the bracha that Yaakov got from the sheep, it was from the Malachim, they used to bring it b'derech nes. The only reason Yaakov Abinu, he took the branches and he put it next to it, kedei lema'at et hanes. So people shouldn't see that Hashem is doing open miracles with him. People are going to look, how come the sheep of Yaakov, they're giving birth of spotty sheep? People, they would say, you know what, because of the branches that Yaakov put next to them when they drink water. But really, the bracha came only from the Malachim. Used to bring, as I said, from Rashi, used to bring the behemoth from Laban's Eder to Yaakov's Eder, so he should multiply more. So Yaakov Abinu was asking for his parnasah straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he knew Yaakov Abinu, if he's going to get the parnasah from Laban, even if Laban's willing to pay him, as he told him. He told him, Nukba secharecha alai ve'etena. Tell me how much salary you want, I'll pay you, top dollar. So I don't want anything from you. Why? Because your money is not kosher money, I don't want it. I want only money from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to give me. Potiach tadecha, mespiach tachol hai rason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me. I don't want your money. That's what happened. And Yaakov Abinu, he prayed for this, and Hashem helped him. And Hashem, he answered this prayer, and he got wealthy from where? From the Malachim. They used to bring it. That's an open miracle. But Yaakov, and as I said, he was trying to hide that miracle. With what? With the maklot, with the branches that he put. But his parnasah came straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Midrash Rabbah that we read in the beginning, Yaakov Abinu said, Me'ayin Yabo Azri, from where my parnasah is going to come? From where I'm going to get money to get married, to build my house? He said that my father, my forefather, Abraham Abinu, he gave Eliezer a lot of parnasah. He gave him a lot of money. He went to find Kalah for Yitzhak. And me, I don't have anything with me. So what we asked, said, what do you mean? So the Yaakov Abinu, he didn't believe Hasav Shalom and Hashem. Hashem, of course, is many people, they get married without any penny in their pocket. El Yaakov Abinu, he said, yeah, I'm sure there are many people who would help me to get married. But where did they get their money? their money is kosher money or not. I don't want to get money from someone who earned the money not the right way. That's what Yaakov, you know, he was worried about. He said, "Me'ayin yavo azri." So he was looking to the forefathers. So he was talking to Abraham and Ishaq. What did Abraham do? When you see when Melech Sedom, he came to Abraham, he told him, "Tenli ha'nefesh v'arichush kahlach." And what did Abraham Avinu answer him? He told him, "Imihut v'atziruch na'al v'imukach mukol asher lach." V'lo tomar ani asherti et Abraham. He didn't want to take a penny from him. Why? Also, Abraham Avinu, he knew if he's going to take money from Melech Sedom, was he going to... What kind of money is going to Melech Sedom? Of course, does he have kosher money over there? So he said, "I don't want a penny from you." Why? Because this money is going to have bad influence on me. That's why Abraham Avinu, he didn't want to touch it. He was praying only straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, he gave him all the bracha. That's why, Sa'anai Leharim, I look back to my father, my grandfather, Abraham and Ishaq, where they got their bracha? Not from other people. Also, when the Pasuk said before, that Par'o, will Abram hetiba abura vihilo tzonu bakar? We said, we explained it back then, that really Par'o did not give anything to Abraham. Ela, he got the bracha Abraham vihilo mukne tzonu mukne bakar va abudar abba. He got, he had from his own, like Yonatan Uziel said over there. We explained it a few weeks ago. But why? Because he doesn't want to take any money from someone, that the money didn't come from a kosher source, he doesn't want it. That's why Yaakov Avinu, he said, "Me'ayin yavo azri," he was looking to his forefathers, he was talking to Abraham and Yitzhak. Then he said, "Azri me'ayim Hashem ose shamayim va'aris." Then he said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Eliezer, he came, Rashi said on the spot, what does mean "megemalei adonav"? Said nikarim, anyone who used to see these camels, he used to know that these camels belong to Abraham. Why? Because he used to put the muzzle on their mouth, so they shouldn't eat from other people's land. So they were very careful about the gezel, not to take money from someone else. That's what Yaakov said. I'm sure a lot of people would help me to get married, but where their money is going to come from? If their money is not kosher and they're giving it to me, it's going to have effect on me. I don't want it. Until he said, "Me'ayin yavo azri," and he said, "Why am I giving up hope, chas v'shalom? I have a Kadosh Baruch Hu." Same way Abraham, he got a bracha from Hashem. Same way Ishaq, he got a bracha from Hashem. I could also get it straight from Hashem. That's why he prayed to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, he answered his prayer, and he gave him the bracha from where? Not from Laban. "Lo tenli me'uma," I don't want anything from you. The bracha, I want it straight from Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's also what we explained once. The Ben Ish Hai brings down that by Birkat HaMazon, we said by Rahman, "Rahman yifarnesen b'chavod ve'lo b'zuy, b'heter ve'lo b'esur, b'nachat ve'lo b'tzar." So Ben Ish Hai said, the person should not say b'heter ve'lo b'esur. Why? Because, said, of course, Hashem, if He's going to give you parnasa, He's not going to give it to you in derech esur. Obviously, He's going to give it to you beheter. That's why you should skip that sentence. You should not say beheter velo beesur. Comes along in Ben Ish Hai in Halichot Olam. He says, no, the person should say beheter velo beesur. Don't need to erase it. Why? Because many times we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so He should help us get our parnasa beheter. See, every morning, you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do not bring us l'oledin sayon v'oledin bizayon. Don't test us, don't bring us l'oledin mechsholot. So the person should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he should not get his money not the right way. So he said, if that's the case, said he should say beheter v'lo besur. Why? Because, as I said, the person, he should always pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nafka min nalim ba'ir rahamei. You have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your parnasa should come straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what the Gemara said, Kashin mizunotav shel adam kri'at yam suf. And Rashi said, the whole Nafka min nalim ba'ir rahamei. You have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should give you all the parnasa. And if you're getting a parnasa from Hashem directly, Hashem is going to give you a parnasa beheter, obviously, velo beesur. That money is going to have, that parnasa is going to have good effect on you. Velo yosif etzeba. You should always pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nafka minna lehem ba'ir rahame. You have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You should always be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem is going to shower you with all the brachot. Be'ezrat Hashem, Hashem should help all of us. Be'ezrat Hashem, we should get all of our parnasa beheter velo besur, benachat velo besar. ונזכה לביאת משיח עסקנו מרב ימינו, אמן ואמן. רבי חנן המנקשי אומר עשה כותב הרכות זה קוצרה לפיכך.